Throughout the school year, NPR's Robert Smith has been reporting from Roosevelt High School in Seattle. Last time he checked in, a team of students from the school was headed for Orlando, Florida, with their home-built robot. Roosevelt High was one of 290 schools competing this weekend for the national title in the robot competition. Here's how it went.
The robot known as Tsunami made the 3,000-mile trip from Seattle fairly intact.
Yeah, there's a little rust on some of the steel stuff.
But nothing that David Clausen, a Roosevelt High School student, can't fix. The robotics championships are being held in a giant parking lot at Disney World, now covered in makeshift arenas and pit tents. The more experienced high schools have brought complete machine shops and teams of professional engineers.
Some of these things are pretty intimidating. The ones that come up with their own trailers, the ones that have, you know, full outfits for their entire team, it's a little intimidating.
The robot competition is known as FIRST, and over the last decade, it's grown into the nation's premier engineering challenge. The game to be played is a frantic version of two-on-two robot basketball. High schools are given a basic kit of parts and 6 weeks to build, well, you name it. Walking through the pits, you can see things that look like oil derricks and motorized shopping carts.
The best part of a robot would have to be our catapult ball system.
We got a pneumatic gripping arm, and it's sweet.
What's the best thing about your robot?
It never breaks. It's very reliable, always works.
This whole competition, I think, is an extraordinary microcosm of the world of engineering.
Dean Kamen, the founder of FIRST Robotics, says just like real engineers, the high schoolers have to raise money, make partnerships, and create a team.
It seemed to us that we have to show all kids, particularly women and minorities, that the world of engineering and inventing and science and technology, that world is every bit as exciting as the world of sports.
We're ready to get started with the competition here. Are you ready to go?
The Roosevelt High School kids are calling themselves the SWAT team. Their robot is one of the first to compete. And since every match seems to turn into a tug of war, their low-slung, tough robot is doing great.
And 8:24, the Tsunami for the SWAT team steals a goal.
Great. I've never seen it drive this good. It could be the humidity, I don't know, but it's driving great.
An act of God.
After a few matches, the Roosevelt SWAT team is in sixth place. In the stadium, it's clear that Dean Kamen's dream has come true. An engineering competition has taken on the intensity of a WWF wrestling match. The two-minute matches draw thousands of students. And when one of the officials, MIT professor Woody Flowers, steps off the stage, he is mobbed like a rock star.
I feel a little strange about it, but if young people want an engineering professor's autograph, fantastic.
On the second day of the competition, luck turns against the Roosevelt robot team. A few seconds into a match, the robot simply turns off.
Oh no, something blew. Something's wrong here.
The Tsunami just sits there the entire match. David Clausen, who's been driving the robot, is stunned.
We forgot to plug in the radio modem on the robot. Stupid mistake.
The Roosevelt team falls in the rankings. When they're eventually eliminated, no one seems too surprised. Their stern advisor, University of Washington professor Alex Mamashev, who's been pushing these kids for the last 3 months, ends the season with a shrug.
For a rookie team, it was pretty good. Now we are going to the beach to celebrate whatever we achieve.
They leave before the finals. Which is too bad, because they miss a great matchup.
At 20 seconds remaining, SMAM team working against the Penguins. Penguins spinning their wheels, holding on, here come the tethers. The extension arm is out for the Red Jammers, 173 range.
The winning alliance of robots is from East Hartford High School, Willow Run High School in Ypsilanti, and the school city of Hammond, Indiana. They've all been in the competition for more than 5 years, and they've built some fast, strong, and truly beautiful machines. But MIT professor Woody Flowers lets me in on a secret. The machines don't matter.
While we say this is about robots, it's not. It's about things and ideas and people. The robot is kind of the campfire around which the tribe gathered.
The Roosevelt High School team learned that in their darkest hour. After their robot quit working, their partners in the match, a team from Fort Lauderdale, came over to the pit and started cheering and chanting the Roosevelt team number. The Seattle kids just looked embarrassed, but the Fort Lauderdale team wasn't budging. They cheered at the top of their lungs until the Roosevelt team members finally cracked a smile. Robert Smith, NPR News, Orlando.